Hey, it's me, Jocelyn Vaughn, and welcome to Long Story Medium, the podcast where I focus on covering the not so short of it all. We know that when somebody says long story short, they're giving like insight and opinion. It's never quite short enough, so I'm keeping it honest up front and telling you that, hey, it's gonna be about medium, hence long story medium. But it's cool because I have some great stuff that will always be about tips for building a better you. Today, we're going to focus on a Gray Matters moment concerning the Gayle King and Lisa Leslie interview situation. Gray Matters is a segment on the Long Story Medium podcast that serves as a friendly reminder for us to think. Like, it's all about highlighting situations and understanding that they're never just black and white, that they're always gray. Because there's always more to the story, like it's always more going on behind the scenes that we'll never see or know. And then there's the fact that, you know, gray matter is what helps our brains send signals and process information. So it's kind of important. So in today's gray matter moment, the question on the table is, wait for it. Who's thinking for you? AKA, do you have social media influenza? So last week I had a conversation with one of my mentors. The conversation highlighted like a number of topics, but ultimately like we landed on how often we judge a situation too harshly or at all when honestly it's just not our place. And I couldn't help but keep reflecting on what we discussed and just asking myself, like, why are we so prone to do that? Why are we so quick to judge or quick to do that? It's like, yes, it's part of being a human. It's part of a commonness, but we definitely have other things guiding us, right? And it became clear to me, like, do we even think for ourselves anymore? Who helps us form our opinions? Better yet, what helps us form our opinions? And before you answer, or even before you become offended, like, I'm asking myself these same questions. Like, are we even sure we're so ready to answer? But can we stand confidently in what we're thinking right now? Because the truth is, like, so we live in the age of information, or excuse me, we live in the age of hashtag misinformation. We have access to know everything and anything, yet a lot of us know nothing. We post all the time, yet we don't know how to have a simple conversation or face-to-face interaction with someone, business, personal, otherwise. Like, we're so connected via the World Wide Web that we're disconnected in real everyday life. So as it relates to the Gayle King, Lisa Leslie interview situation, I'll start by saying this. It is absolutely your right to feel that Gayle King kind of pushing the issue about the case with Kobe that was obviously dismissed was inappropriate. I got it. I totally got it. Like, but is threatening her life acceptable because you disagree with her? Like, did you form such a harsh opinion concerning her on your own? Or were you influenced by the sound bites of celebrities? Have you thought maybe I was influenced by the sound bites of influencers? Have you even thought, you know what, let me take a look, take a moment, take a step back and review her complete body of work as a journalist, as a philanthropist, as a community leader. So the truth is that, like, we all have biases, right? It's definitely not my job to change yours or to help you get rid of them per se. It's all about making you self-aware so that you can work on managing them. Because if you're aware of them, you'll know how to operate through them. You know, a good friend of mine that's a licensed professional counselor taught me that. But biases aside, we live in a bandwagon cancel culture. Like, we so often forget the bandwagon portion, but we live in a bandwagon cancel culture, and it just makes us quick to hyperbolize situations. We join in on the most popular, unpopular opinion. Like, in short, whatever is popular at the time, whether it makes sense or not, we're going to jump on the bandwagon concerning it. We stand complicit when we see others do wrong in private, yet stand in solidarity on foolishness in public. Like, and it's all because we choose to conform because we don't want to be ostracized. Like, I'm not making this up. There have been years and decades of studies concerning this. It's classic groupthink. We don't want to be an outcast. So we'll reach decisions and make choices and form opinions without critical reasoning, without even really examining the whole picture of a situation. Again, we're just going to go with what the most popular, unpopular opinion in the room is, because we just don't want to be different. But the cancer of it all, because this really is killing us, it's killing our relationships, it's poisoning our lives, is that, like, we're whole adults, professionals, entrepreneurs, academics, leaders, parents. Is that we refuse to do and say the right thing for fear of upsetting the status quo. The old phrase of, it's always been this way. When the truth is, that's just not enough, and that's just not okay. So again, fear of being ostracized. We'll rush to, like, villainize people for, like, one, sometimes two or three bad actions, bad choices, decisions, mistakes, rather than taking a hard look at all things. And I do say again, all things, as it relates to, like, a pattern of behavior, ongoing deeds and actions, most importantly, the content of their character, and not some personality that you see online, on television, or whatever. Like, we'll demonize others, deify ourselves, and we've just got to stop this. We spend so much time, like, in hate that we hardly think rationally enough anymore to even know what it's like to be in love. And I'm not talking about simply in a romantic sense. So there were three things that just kept coming to me, resonating with me regarding this whole discussion. When I was talking over it with friends, family, even academics, it just became, like, crystal clear to me. Like, number one, immediately, everybody just needs to take a breath, but we need to immediately extend grace because we know we need it. It's really that simple. Like, it's complicated, but yet it's simple. Because how many times have you made a mistake? How many times have you needed to be forgiven? It's not about excusing bad behavior per se. It's just about seeing a person beyond a bad moment, a bad act, a bad decision. So that second thing is understanding that we really need to think things through before we go posting on social media. And this is for all of us, like, everybody that has any kind of account on any platform. Like, social media is not your homeboy, homegirl, your girlfriend, boyfriend, they friend, personal diary, or your therapist. We really got to think things through before we post, because we've seen it where even high profile individuals have lost jobs or just impacted the lives of others through things they've posted, you may delete it, but they're always there. So it's like screenshot is real, download is real, and it's people out there waiting for you to mess up so that they can just snap it real quick and hold on to it forever. You know, we have to ask, do I have all the information? If Jussie Smollett taught us nothing else, that should be it. You know, do I have all of the information regarding a situation? You know, and is this something that I should even be expending energy on? Hashtag that part. Like, should I even be expending energy on this? Do I have all of the information before I go posting, retweeting, or whatever? The last thing is really just about focusing on what's important. Take a few moments to just assess what really matters. Like, what should be valued concerning the situation or those involved in the situation? The truth is, Vanessa Bryant will soon bury both her husband and her daughter, and countless more in their family and their network will say goodbye to a son, a brother, a sister, a teammate, a friend. Like, we are so caught up in our feelings that we've become exactly what we hate, which is a person that engages in idiocy and lunacy rather than logic and wisdom. Like, we are making the same mistakes that we're mad at others for making. And it's because we've missed out on what's important. We've missed out on what matters. We're not valuing that which truly should be at the forefront of our minds. Like, at this time, Kobe's family needs like prayer, space, time, positive vibes. What they don't need is to be inundated with the opinions of others attempting to either tarnish or defend Kobe's legacy. Because the truth is, his work speaks for itself. Kobe's work speaks for itself. Like, he had and has nothing to prove. No matter what you feel about the situation, the best apology from anyone is changed behavior. So, like, I hear so many saying, stay woke, when the truth is, we all need to wake up. In the words of Bryan Stevenson, each of us is more than the worst thing we've ever done. It's one of my favorite quotes. Each of us is more than the worst thing we've ever done. Hearing that should be reason enough for us to be quick to say, you know what? Let me think things through. Let me immediately extend grace because I know I need it. And let me focus on what matters, which is in this moment, a grieving world, a grieving family, even a grieving network that is feeling a tremendous loss. As people prepare to say goodbye, it's important that we apply this beyond that situation and say, okay, in my life, let me make sure that I'm taking the proper amount of time to process and that I'm not allowing the popular viral post to influence me. I'm not just allowing the opinions of others to overshadow what my heart is telling me. You know, love and light to you all. Follow me on IG at Jocelyn the Advocate. And until next time, long story medium, the not so short of it all, take care and continue to work on building a better you.